6 o'clock. I'd like to call the May 4th meeting of this of the WPCA to order. We'll begin with Pledge Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Gladue is absent. Commissioner Longton?
Here.
Commissioner Maselli?
Here.
Commissioner Sebelia is absent. Commissioner Terry?
Here.
Three present. We have a quorum. Calling for alterations to the agenda. I have one. We need to appoint a representative of the WPCA Commission to the Plan of Conservation and Development Committee for the Land Use Department. I am proposing that we consider that under item N, reports, referrals, and planning and zoning. I need a motion to make the change.
I make a motion.
Need
a second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Are there any other alterations to the agenda? Hearing none. Move on to motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting on April 6, 2026. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. Item F, communications pertaining specifically to matters which concern the commission. Are there any communications to be shared?
Nothing other than what you've already expressed.
Hearing none, moving on to item G. Excuse me. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Are there any remarks from the public?
Harry Heller representing KA&G with respect to item two. Just let you know I'm available. David Held, the project engineer, is with me to answer any questions the commission may have when we get to that matter on the agenda.
Thank you. Are there any other remarks from the public? Third and final call, any other remarks from the public? Hearing none, moving on to report from operations. Mr. Superintendent.
Superintendent Albertson here. We've still had some issues with I&I coming into the plant and surging influent that's led to some operational upset. Overall, the plant is improving, and we're starting to see the organisms turn around. We did reseed the biology with some biology from Ledyard, and that seems to be very, very helpful. We started chlorination season May 1st, as dictated in our federal permit, and that will continue until October 31st. And we have a seasonal disinfection related to what the Thames River is used for. In the winter, it's generally just used for fishing, but in the summer, there's a potential for swimming and other usages, so that there's the potential for exposure is heightened. So we have a disinfection season from May 1st to October 31st of every year. I've met with. Oh no, go ahead. That's it for the operations.
Thank you. Any questions for the superintendent? Hearing none. Item. Moving on to item I, report from the administration, Mr. Administrator.
Just a couple updates to the report that we already filed with you. With regard to the power at Cook water tank, the electrician completed his work and passed the electric inspection today. So we're waiting now for Eversource to run the wire and put the transformers in. And we'll get that going live with the 3-phase power. I think they finished today with the manhole rehabilitation on Route 32 due to the paving project from 2 years ago. So we'll be able to finalize that out. They also repaired two other ones that were that had failed. I think they're under warranty with them. One by the transfer station and one across from the old Dunkin' Donuts. So they've completed those this morning as well. Good news, the we received the NERS award for the solar today. We got that award. So once that project goes live, the WPCA can expect a $21,000 check annually for 20 years for nothing, just for doing nothing. You're going to have to sign some paperwork, Mr. Mayor, and we'll get that to you in the morning. Other than that, if you guys have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
Great. How long do you anticipate for the turnover to the three-phase power?
It's up to Eversource right now.
Okay.
We haven't got a schedule from Joe Quesada yet.
Any other questions for the administrator? Hearing none. Moving on to item J, report from the mayor. Mr. Mayor.
Not much of a report. I got some discussions with the USDA for consider some funding for some sewer running to the metal departments. I know it's been talked about for 6 or 7 years, but the system there, the private system is failing, and the owner is looking for some help. And if there's some funding out there that's not going to cost us anything, going to look into it, and I'll bring that back to you as soon as I know more. On item two, to reserve water and sewer usage, I would urge the commission to consider whether or not the project they're reserving for it is, if it's approved by planning and zoning, before any reservations are made. But that's your decision. I ask that you consider that. That's all I got.
Thank you. Any questions for the mayor? Thank you. Hearing none. Moving on to old business, there is none.
Oh, is there an engineering?
Skipped engineering.
I skipped engineering. I'm sorry. Report from engineers.
Oh, very briefly. This is Superintendent Albertson. First off, I missed something under operations, and our intern that we hired out of Grasso Tech has passed both his collections operator one and his Connecticut DEP operator one exam. So at 18 years old, he basically can get a job at any plant in the state of Connecticut. So it represents a big bucket list item for me to revitalize the connection between the WPCA and the area tech schools and provide an opportunity for young people to do something, you know, creative and constructive right out of high school. So we're very fortunate to have this young man, and he's proven himself to be quite the asset. We've done a significant amount of work in the collection system. This includes cleaning and direct inspection using closed captioning TV. We're talking about miles of inspections and cleaning since July 1st, the beginning of this fiscal year. We had significant repairs, like the administrator indicated, in various manhole locations, and also we're proposed to repair a pipe on Virginia Drive that's leaking about 30,000 gallons of groundwater into our system a day. And it's interesting in situ repair, which we're very excited about, and low cost. The superintendent has spent a great deal of time with Rand Whitney and the consultant from Rand Whitney to work with them regarding their proposed permit increase with loading discharges to the WPCA for biochemical oxygen demand. He's been very complimentary of the team, in particular the lead operator, Marcel Antonini's ability to manage the facility, particularly when it comes to process control under some very difficult situations earlier this year with the cold temperatures and then the snow melt during March. I also want to mention that We've received surcharges on two high-cost items, the sludge hauling as well as the polymer. And then today I spoke to the chemical supplier. Due to the conflict in Iran, we're starting to see significant costs increase on things, you know, related to anything related to petroleum products.
What are you looking at? What material are you looking for that we're importing? That is there anything that we have? Do we have options that we can go to?
In some cases, yes. We have a contractual agreement with the hauler, and they've been doing a good job, H.I. Stone. So we have to finish that contract. But it's just the cost of doing business. Their diesel prices, what is diesel now, $6 a gallon?
In that area, yes.
Yeah, and that's gone up 20% in the last year. And then specific to process, we have a dewatering polymer that when we take the waste sludge out of the tanks, it's about 1%. We add the polymer and then go across a belt, let it thicken and dewater. And that's a very specific polymer. It's a, you know, not to get too chemistry, but it's a high molecular weight cationic polymer that's very specific to our sludge. So we have, we would have difficulty finding another sludge that did the same, had the same response with our sludge and be an effective dewatering agent.
Any other questions?
If I just may, Mr. Chairman, just to expound a little bit on what the superintendent said. Will Dudley, who was our, started out as our intern, who has now passed his certifications, that's the culmination of a very big investment that we made in training, not just financially, but in time and in training into this young man. And he took it on, and we got the right kid, and he does the work. And for him to be 18 years old and pass those certifications is an enormous, it says enormous things about his work ethic and what he does, and it's an investment into our future. I mean, we have to have a succession plan for these guys who are going to start retiring. Mm-hmm. If we don't start bringing more young people up and in, I don't know who's going to come into this industry, because we're aging out. I hate to tell you, Derek, but we're aging out.
Oh yeah, the average age of the superintendent is 58 years old in the state of Connecticut. So something like 75% of all operators are within 5 or 6 years of retirement.
Wow.
Now, I know you guys got him through one of the trade schools. Like, do you have like maybe like some kind of internship that you can get another kid?
Oh, definitely. I worked with both Norwich Tech and Grasso Tech for the last 3 years, and it's almost be careful with what you wish for, because I've had so many kids come to the plant. And we really don't have the finances to support or the time to support. Yeah. So, you know, if we do have a retirement, then we will definitely get back into the classroom. And that's what happened with Will. Was he just came after I did a presentation at Grasso Tech, and he stayed after and he spoke to me. And he's like, this is something I really want to do. And then we hired him for summer help his junior year and his senior year. And then he really seemed to be a good fit. He's very well respected. He's safe. It just seems like he gets it. But yes, we are definitely looking to continue our relationship with both.
So you don't need one
Tech,
constantly.
But right now we don't.
Yeah. Couldn't you do something? I'm just like have some kind of apprenticeship program, not to you necessarily need someone, but just to have one? Or is that too much time?
It's a significant investment in time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one, inherently the plant is dangerous, so you have to spend a lot of time really rehearsing basic safety procedures. And you do have to have a buddy system with the intern. So you really have to attach somebody to their hip so we don't have a problem.
Any other questions? Good. Moving on, old business, we have none. Under item M, new business. Item 1, to consider an act on a motion to revise the sewer rates. Frank, would you read the motion, please?
The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider an act on a motion to raise the sewer usage rates as follows. Water and Sewer Commission proposed sewer usage rate schedule effective date July 1st, 2026, residential $80 a quarter to the proposed $100 a quarter, commercial 0.004981 per gallon to the proposed 0.006226 per gallon.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Sebelia?
Favor.
Commissioner Longton?
Favor.
Commissioner Terry?
Favor.
Commissioner Maselli?
Favor.
4-0, motion carries. Thank you very much. Moving on to item 2. To consider an act on a motion to reserve water and sewer usage capacity. Dean, would you read the motion, please?
Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider an act on a motion to reserve water and sewer usage capacity in the amount of 48,750 gallons for a period of 24 months expiring on May 31st, 2028.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Yes. I agree with the mayor. I didn't realize that.
Identify yourself, please.
I'm sorry?
Identify yourself.
Oh, Commissioner Terry. I didn't realize that this hadn't been approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission as of yet. So I think it's kind of early to agree to this if it's we don't know what the situation is with planning and zoning.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, again, yes. For the record, Harry Heller, that's procedurally incorrect. We cannot file an application with the Planning and Zoning Commission procedurally and under their regulations unless we make provision for our potable water supply and for our disposal of wastewater. There is a hierarchy pursuant to which these land use applications must be administered because oftentimes approvals require approvals from several agencies. That hierarchy is that we have to come to you first because you what we're asking you for is a determination of both treatment plant capacity based on your published data. You have 2 million gallons of excess capacity in the plant. We're also asking for an allocation of water capacity. It's my understanding that the water is often stagnant in that Maple Avenue line because it's not getting enough flow. So obviously, adding 48,000 gallons per day would go a long way to solving that problem. But without those allocations, we don't meet the predicate to file an application with planning and zoning. The hierarchy is we come to you for an allocation. The reason that we suggested it be time limited is that if in a reasonable period of time for us to go through our permitting processes, we do not get the permits to enable the program, then the allocation expires and reverts back for other town uses. And this is not a unique situation in Montville. This is in every town that I practice in. After we're done here, we have to go to the Municipal Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Commission because without the permits required from that commission, again, we do not have the access to enable the project. So it's been done this way. I've been practicing in this town for 50 years. This is how it's always been done. And if you make a determination that we go to planning and zoning first, I would submit to you that that's illegal, that you have made a determination usurping the authority of the Planning and Zoning Commission because you've killed the project. and I do not believe that there's a factual basis to do that because you have both capacity for the treatment of wastewater and you have availability of water in the Maple Avenue system. That's my suggestion.
It's my understanding, Councillor, that we've never done this before.
Commissioner Terry, I've probably done it 50 times before.
In Montville?
In Montville.
Really?
Sure. It's done all, any time that we need sewer, we come to this commission for an allocation. I don't know if it's been done with water, but wastewater, I've probably done it 50 times. Every time we have a project that's going to use municipal sewer, we come here, we get the allocation. That forms the predicate to then file an application with the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So without the allocation, you cannot even approach P&Z?
We can't do anything. Project's dead. I can't file an application for planning and zoning if I don't have a means of disposing of my wastewater or a means of obtaining potable water.
I have one more question. Are we talking about mobile homes?
We're talking about manufactured housing, yes.
So we're talking about mobile homes?
No, we're talking about manufactured housing, like Hillcrest.
Well, manufactured housing, like a modular house?
It's like
on a foundation?
It's like Hillcrest. Hillcrest is manufactured housing. It's built to a different building code than the Connecticut Basic Building Code.
So we're not talking about mobile type homes?
No, we're talking about double wides.
Yeah.
Double wides.
Yeah, like Hillcrest.
How about you set down on a foundation?
Okay.
Not necessarily on a foundation, no.
They're not going to be put on a foundation?
Portions of Hillcrest are on slabs, and portions of Hillcrest are on foundations. They were done differently in different stages of that project.
Hillcrest is that senior living. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, on Old Colchester Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's either on a foundation or on a slab. The halves are transported to the site and removed from the thing and then dropped onto the supporting structure.
Like a modular home.
Yeah, yes. So which would be either a slab or a foundation.
Or a tie-down system.
That's at 195.
Okay. I mean, there are various ways to do it to meet the wind code. But I want to be clear, they're not modulars, because modulars are built to the building code. These manufactured homes are built to the BOCA code, which is the same as Hillcrest.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, just for edification purposes, just so you know, in their application, the developer asked for an allocation of 56,250 gallons per day. We typically use as a number for an EDU, an equivalent dwelling unit, of 195 gallons a day. So that is the calculation that I used in the motion that brought it to 48,750.
And we don't object to that.
It's just a number that we use
for
our calculations.
Yeah, we had calculated it based on the public health code for an on-site septic system. I can give you a database with thousands of data points that shows that the actual use across the broad spectrum of residential housing is about 57 gallons per bedroom per day.
How much, if we grant this, what percentage of our capacity is it, and what do we have left?
That's a complicated question. I can answer that, but I can tell you right now, there's not
just
2 million
you have a ballpark
left in the plant.
Well, I don't know what there is,
but that's
what your published data says. It says you have a capacity of 5.1 million.
4.5 million design capacity.
And you're treating about 3.
Actual, what we can do at the plant is 3. The design capacity is 4.5 million. Because of the INI issues and the nature of some of the other waste that comes down there, it's difficult to calculate it out exactly what is there. We have our engineers working on exact numbers, but I can say 50,000 gallons is not undoable. But then again, there's also 3,000 other units already approved or in the design process and whatever. So
there's a difference between the physical capacity of a plant and the amount that you can allocate. If I'm not mistaken, and please correct me if I am, it's not considered good practice to exceed 80% of capacity. Is that correct?
Well, the regulatory approval is 4.5 million gallons per day. That's what the state recognizes as the flow going into the plant that can be treated. That's more of a hydraulic and not a treatment number. Historically, if we're around 2.5 million to 3 million gallons per day, we're really in our sweet spot. We also have contractual agreements with Matua, the Mohegan Tribe Utility Authority, and Rand Whitney Container Board that are existing for both water consumption and sewer consumption. On the water end, we also have contracts with the Department of Corrections and SQUAW through the Hillcrest supply that typically we only give water in the summer. So those contracts, if you maximize what was allocated, it shrinks the pot quite a bit. Conversations have to be had, particularly on the water side, because, you know, we have 1.93 million gallons per day guaranteed by Groton Utilities, but yet we typically only consume about 500,000 gallons per day. And over the last 10 years, I think we've seen a decrease in the amount of consumption. Like any water utility, it's because of low flow conditions, you know, the shower heads and the toilets. Overall, a typical household is using less and less water and thus contributing less and less sewage to the collection system. Yes, I think Ron, the administrator, is correct, is we need to meet with the Planning and Zoning Department and define, you know, what is available. And we've asked them to give us a list of all the projects that are approved up to this point to ensure we do have capacity. But
did you get that?
We have a list.
So
it's a draft list at this point.
So what we have is we have a list of approved projects, but we don't know at what time frame they were approved because there's an expiration on their approval dates. Mm-hmm. So they're in the process of getting through that, and they have a new admin assistant up there who's supposed to be working through it and pulling the files and find out the approval dates on some of these things, because it expires at some point, and you're the expert.
Yeah. Well, there's two questions there. When their approvals expired and when your approvals expired, because like we've asked and like I've done on every allocation I've ever had in the past, this authority has established a limit. If you don't use it in a period of time, it's gone. So I would assume.
I have to say, with all due respect, I've been coming to these meetings for 15 years, and I've never once seen them do an allocation of sewage formally.
That
they might have done it in writing to you, through an administrative approval or something, but for a vote at a meeting, I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not saying my memory is perfect, but I don't remember that.
It's every one I've ever done. Look up and down Route 32, Dollar General, Bill Allen's project. Every one of them, we've come in and we got an allocation, because we can't apply to planning and zoning without an allocation.
I don't disagree that's the right way to go. All I'm saying is I don't personally recall a formal allocation. And I, again, I very well could be wrong. Again, I'm relatively new to this position, but I'm talking about sitting on the other side of the dais.
I have two questions. The 48,750 gallons is per what period? Per day? Per day.
Per day.
Yes.
Per day.
And based on the number of units that he's proposed.
Correct.
Correct. Now, what would be the bottom line effect on our capacity to serve our ratepayers if this were granted?
I don't understand the question.
Could you repeat the question, please?
What would be the impact?
You would lose 50,000 gallons of capacity. For everything else.
Serve our customers if we reserve.
You would lose 50,000 gallons of capacity for any other project.
What does that leave us?
Again, that's the million-dollar question. We don't know exactly because of the difference between what the plant is supposedly designed for under the engineering standards and what is actually happening at the plant and what it can actually perform to and do what it needs to do. Because of the outside influences of inflow and infiltration and BOD loads and those kinds of things, you know, it depends on your design number or what we're actually being able to treat down there. You get in a position right now where, you know, the plant is upset. We're not able to treat 3 million gallons per day. We're certainly not able to do 4.5 million gallons, which the plant is supposedly designed for under what they, what was it, 2010 study, the URS study in 2010?
What would be the process and how long would it take to get the information that you need?
Well, we've met with...
Again, it's a function of the planning and zoning telling us what already they already have on the books that they've approved and what time frame. Because if they've already approved these, ostensibly, we've already approved capacity. De facto, de juris, I'm not sure which, but...
No, if they didn't come to you, you didn't approve anything. That's the proper procedure.
I can tell you in a lot of cases,
right,
what
now,
we get is a request for capacity to serve.
We've
and
got
we say,
the
yes, we have a capacity to serve you.
We've got the 80 units on Maple Avenue that are approved, that we came to you and got a capacity allocation. That's the one opposite the Polish Club. You've got the ones down here on Route 32 by the printing place. There's been a lot of talk about a lot of projects, but I don't think there's that much that's approved on the books. When you're talking about hundreds of units, you show me where you have hundreds of units that have been approved. Because they don't exist.
Okay.
Well, we'll continue to do some research and get back to everyone.
All right, this is our second meeting. Can we wrap this up next month?
We can do that.
We can't vote on it now.
The administrator is saying that we don't have the actual figures to verify that we can handle that. And that it's, you know, I assume that he's saying it's inappropriate to make the commitment without enough data to be sure that we have.
Don't put words in my mouth, Mr. Chairman. I did not say that it would be inappropriate to make an allocation. What I'm saying is I believe we have the capacity to do 50,000 gallons a day. But, again, there are a number of other projects that have been approved ahead of this, supposedly, that have gotten planning and zoning approval. I'm looking at 698 that supposedly that planning and zoning gave me say that they have approval for. And then the ones under discussion, which I have you included in that list for the 250, is a whole other 1,837 units that they're trying to reserve capacity for.
Oh, the one up on Massapequa Side Road?
That one, yeah. The revise and renew.
Yeah, but we're here. They're not.
Again, it's not my decision. I'm just expounding
and,
on what
and,
the
and it's
data
just
is.
Like the town center one here, which I think is a great project. But we're here. They're not. Here. And that's, I think there's a couple of hundred units in that.
And it certainly is not going to happen in the next 2 years.
No. So, I think when you look at what's actually approved and still approved, you're going to find it's less than 200 units.
Jerome, 82 Jerome's already got 214 units alone. That's been approved.
Yeah.
Is this the one across from Shantok on here, is that 1758 or 2268? Is that one of
2268,
2284. Yeah, that one, I missed that one.
No,
that
that's,
one is
that's,
real.
Yeah.
So have there been...
that's the one that's under development now. That's a small one over... you talk about Fort Shantok package store, or are you talking about Fort Shantok?
The units going across from the car wash.
Right. Yeah, that's already under construction, so that's done.
So of all these proposed, is there anything that are 100% approved moving forward, just haven't moved forward yet, or these are all still proposed?
Well, Maple Avenue is 100% approved.
Yeah.
But it was approved 4 years ago, and nothing's happened. So I can't represent to you what's happening there, but it's still, it's 100% approved. It's, I think, 78 units, and those approvals are still in effect.
87.
What kind of units are those?
Not when I did come to this authority to get an allocation.
Well, I think we need to decide if we want to vote on it tonight or not. I mean, he's saying it's doable. Ultimately, the project's going to go to planning and zoning, and they're going to dig more into the project details. We're really just talking water and sewer. Is it possible capacity-wise? So, I mean, if we want to vote on it, it's kind of up to us.
And,
so.
And we're, I mean, we're focused on sewer, but on the water side,
it's fine.
Yeah, it's the allocations that we've given to our contractual customers, they're not using anywhere near those those numbers. Nothing, I mean, not even in the ballpark. Department of Corrections uses half of what we've allocated for them or set aside for them. The casino is at about a third of what's assigned to them.
Yeah.
And Hillcrest uses nothing. They just use the water, the grass in August up there pretty much. So
based upon...
Hillcrest has its own system. You're just a backup system.
Exactly. Just for irrigation, too.
Yeah.
So based upon...
They can't use it for... I don't think they can use it for potable water. I think they can only use it for irrigation.
Your water?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there may be a chemistry mixing issue between Squaw's water and your water.
Yeah.
So that may be true.
Yeah.
But that's what kicked them into the diversion permit, the fact that everybody up there waters their grass.
Right.
So based upon the actual historical usage... versus the what we're supposed to be supplying, would this 48,000 fit?
So even with the allocations from what we buy for water from Groton, we get 1.93. Subtract our contractual obligations to Matua, Hillcrest, and the Department of Corrections. That leaves us about 600,000 gallons, just under, for the rest of the customers. We're not using nearly that right now. Factor in also that, again, Matua has a million-gallon allocation. They're using 300 on a good, hard month. It's still under 300,000 gallons. Department of Corrections last month was 125,000 gallons. We just calculated that today because we just did the bills for that. And, again, Hillcrest, that's hit or miss. They don't really use anything.
And Corrigan, the DOC facility, closed, so roughly half Rikowski the
closed, yeah.
number of beds. Has been reduced.
Okay, so the number itself is doable. We just don't have final numbers.
Right. And I just, as a superintendent, I want to remind the commission that we are in the process of getting our permit renewed. You know, it's a five-year permit. We put in for renewal in 2025, so the, you know, the state typically would roll the permit over for sewer at the same expected design, $4.5 million, but I can't read their minds. So.
All right, and you can't move forward to the planning and zoning without the allocation?
Correct. And again, I'll remind you, I pared that number down to what is more of an actual usage than their engineers calculated. They did 75 gallons per bedroom per day. Nobody's really using that anymore. That's the high end of the spectrum.
Again, I've just been through one in East Lyme, and we took all of Legend's data points, plus several multifamily projects in East Lyme, and we came up with about 57 gallons per bedroom per day. That's the real number.
I have a meter on my water filter in my house. We're 70 gallons a day, just me and my wife at home, so that's probably...
Okay. Any other questions? All right, we have a motion. We have a second. We've had discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Sebelius?
Favor.
Commissioner Longton?
Favor.
Commissioner Maselli?
Oppose.
Commissioner Terry?
Opposed.
2-2, the motion fails. Okay. Moving on to item N, reports, referrals from planning and zoning. Last Tuesday's meeting was a 3-hour marathon, and there are a lot of projects going on, and one of the things that I was given, that which I turned over to the superintendent and the administrator, was their list of approved projects and things they have going on. For them to have that list to compare with theirs, and you know, it needs to be reconciled properly, so we know exactly what's going where, and I believe that they are working on that. There were several projects discussed, none of which at this time have a direct impact on the WPCA. At least what was active at that point in time. So there was a lot of discussion regarding capacity, and seems to be a bone of contention, and it is something that actually needs to be worked out between our two commissions so that we are both on the same page, because the kind of thing that happened just a few moments ago needs not to occur because of lack of enough information. Because I am on the planning and zoning, I will take it upon myself to speak to the director of the land use and bring up the concerns of the commission. And let the leadership of the two departments come together and figure out how to put all this so that we're all on the same page.
Just to your point, Ron, I've been on this commission, I feel like, almost 3 years, and this is the first I've ever heard of somebody coming here for that.
I mean, it happens in other towns. I don't recall it. And I can tell you that we get email requests from developers. We would like a letter for capacity to serve, which generally meant to me, when I first started, is there water and sewer available in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is. And if that's what they're taking as a, you know, you're guaranteeing us some sort of allocation, that's not what this vote really was.
Right.
But, again, it's 50,000 gallons. We can handle 50,000 gallons.
Okay. The other item is the Land Use and Development Department has undertaken a long-term program to plan the next couple of decades of development for the town. And they have formed a subcommittee to take care of those kinds of tasks, so that they can spend their time more wisely. And every department, every commission, has been asked to send a representative to those meetings, which will begin either late June or early July. The meetings will be held at this time, it looks like, quarterly, and I don't know if they will be in person or on Zoom. They will probably be in person, but there will be quarterly meetings, and we need to have a member of this commission be a representative to that board. So I'd like to ask, is there anyone that would like to volunteer for that board?
I'll volunteer.
Steve? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you. Commissioner Terry, that's
anyone
very
else that wants
helpful.
To be on it?
This is for the long-term development of the town.
Long-term development of the town, yes. And there's a lot potentially happening, so much so that unless it's all put together in one master plan moving forward, it could be a whole bunch of cow trail roads.
And it's quarterly?
Quarterly.
Yeah. I'll do it if you need more than one.
Okay. All right, so Dean is primary, and you'll be back up?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Item N is completed. I will pass your names on to the Land Use Development Department, and they'll be reaching out to you. Okay. Section 2, the Water Commission. A, report from operations.
This is Superintendent Albertson. Just a few items to announce. We are looking into updating the water supply plan. It's typical that the plan be updated every 10 years, and we've come to that mark in the road. We've put out some proposals, RFPs, request for proposal for costs of upgrading it. We tracked down the former engineer who did the initial water supply plan, and we think this might be cost savings because of, you know, their familiarity with the system. I wanted to also indicate that the consumer confidence report for last year was provided from Groton Utilities to the town of Montville Water Supply, and that's been posted to the website, as well as hard copies are available upon request. I also wanted to announce that Groton Utilities is flushing their lines through May 29th. So not very often, but there could be some cloudiness and reports of cloudiness in the water, but typically we don't see that.
Thank you. Any questions for Derek? Item B, report from the administrator. Ron.
Nothing to add besides my submitted report.
Thank you. Item C, report from engineers. Derek.
I think I'll backtrack to the water supply plan. You know, that is something that we're working on. You know, if something comes up, I'll, of course, report it to the commission.
Thank you. Old business, we have none. New business, we have none. Reports from SQUAW. There was no meeting last month. There was no report. Section 3, remarks. Remarks from the public with regards with a three-minute limit. Are there any remarks from the public? Second call, any remarks from the public? Third and last call, any remarks from the public? Thank you. Moving on. Remarks from commission members. Dean.
Well, my objection to the was not so much over the usage, but the buildings that were going to be put there. I don't think we need pre-manufactured homes like that. If they were modulars, well-constructed homes, I'd have no problem with that. But my issue really was we don't need a whole lot of double wides taken over a big portion of Maple Avenue.
I'd agree. That was my reasoning as well.
Okay. Nick?
I just want to say that probably shouldn't be your reasoning. We're the Water Pollution Control Authority. We're not planning and zoning. That's just my take on it.
I have no comments other than at this time. Any remarks from the plant?
No, we just it's frustrating at times. You know, we do get proposed development, and it doesn't always go through. So we're very cautious. There's a couple tripwires that people have to go through in order to really for us to take them seriously. The initial application is really a reservation of capacity. It's more the application, then the submittals of the plans, then we go to our engineers, and then we really see if this is a viable option. So it's a little further down the pike than just applying for development. Because, you know, Ron and I have been back and forth, and when I first started in 2018, I can't imagine the number of proposed developments that never went through. But now the rubber's hitting the road, so, you know, both Frank and Dean, we owe you information, so we'll get that to you for the next meeting.
Yeah. It would be good to have that. It just is a good reference point.
But in regards to what Nick said, they had to come here for our approval. So it should
water and sewer.
Yeah. But we have to for Ron's point, there's a limited amount of water and sewer available.
You said it wasn't about capacity. You said it was because they're manufactured homes.
Yeah.
That was my biggest objection to it. My biggest objection.
Because why are you going to waste the limited amount of water and sewer we have on manufactured homes?
Okay.
On basically deluxe mobile homes.
Mr. Mayor, any closing remarks?
I think it's a good example of we need to start planning for the future. And obviously, we have some concerns about the capacity. And with all the different projects being thrown at us and with all the possibilities of improvements that we can look at this town, we're going to have to start thinking about how to expand the capacity. So I know that it's been on the minds of the administrator and the superintendent for a few years now. We're going to have to start giving that some attention and start looking for some funding.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. And I apologize, I fell asleep in my...